Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, that smoke is still in the air this morning. Our forecast from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, sun and clouds today, 85 to 90. Cloudy, a thunderstorm possible tonight, lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, about 80. Thursday, some sun, showers, and thunderstorms, 75 to 80. And Friday, partly sunny with a drying breeze near 80. We'll check the details in just a few minutes. Great Barrington Fire District the other day lifted the boil order for water uses. Owners could stop boiling the water as of Monday, with the town's chief water supplier saying the boil water issued Friday was lifted 2 days after one water sample collected Thursday at the source tested positive for E. coli, a fecal matter indicator, but the results of five test samples of untreated water taken Friday came back negative, according to the fire district superintendent. Kent Republicans have tapped Mattson for first selectman nomination from the Republican American. Kent Republicans endorsed Edward Mattson as their candidate for first selectman on the ballot in November during their caucus on Thursday evening. It was a hybrid meeting with 10 people in town hall and about four online in a Zoom meeting. The Republican town committee opened its meeting asking anybody who was not a registered Republican to leave the room. The Woodstock Film Festival is returning to in-person theaters this fall. The 22nd annual collection of movies, documentaries, and expert panels will be held September 30th through October 3rd at several Mid-Hudson Valley venues. Films will be screened at several venues within the Bearsville Center in Woodstock and the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties. Panels with actors and others will be at White Feather Farm in Saugerties, and the festival's Maverick Awards ceremony will be at the Elster County Performing Arts Center in Kingston. Connecticut has reported 900 breakthrough cases among over 2 million vaccinated. State health officials reporting 900 breakthrough cases of COVID-19 among the more than 2.1 million people who are fully vaccinated against the disease, including 21 deaths. Heather Aaron, a deputy commissioner of public health, shared the numbers during a news conference on the New Haven Green yesterday. She said state health officials are still analyzing the 21 deaths, so she had no information concerning how many of the dead also had other diseases or medical conditions. In addition to the lack of data on comorbidity, she was unable to say how many breakthrough infections resulted in hospitalizations. COVID cases have surged 51% in the state of New York. The positivity rate continues to rise as the virus spreads across the state and the nation, jumping from a mere 0.4% a month ago to 2.2% on Sunday, meaning that COVID cases in New York, still relatively small compared to last winter, are heading in the wrong direction as health officials raise growing concerns that the coronavirus is far from being eradicated. What do the Hudson Valley, Costa Rica, and Dubai have in common? They all made it on the New York Times Magazine's list of world's 100 greatest places in 2021 and their third annual World's Greatest Places list. The magazine wanted to pay tribute to the hospitality, travel, and tourism industries, all of which were deeply impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Also on that list, New York City, Cannes, France, Big Sky, Montana, Seattle, Washington, Malaysia, and South Africa. The full list is available at time.com. Well, coming up in our region, the Sharon Park and Recreation presents their summer concert series. It happens Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field. Coming up this Wednesday, Frank Carrillo and the Bandoliers. Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. The band playing Days Off. Weekend in Norfolk runs July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. Total information on what goes on at weekendinnorfolk.org. Fridays on the Green continue in Norfolk. The summer events at 6:30 on the Green. Coming up this weekend, Animal Embassy, Exotic Live Animals, presented by the Norfolk Library at 6:30. Litchfield Jazz Festival will mark its 26th anniversary with a live stream full day of top flight music from Telefunken's soundstage on Saturday. The festival will be available to the public free of charge from noon till 6 p.m. Full lineup and details at litchfieldjazzfest.com. In Cornwall, coming up today at 4 p.m., the Affordable Housing Plan Committee meets via Zoom. In Sharon today at 6 o'clock, the Historic District Commission meets. In Salisbury tonight at 6:30, it's the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Cornwall, once again, the Town Hall at 7 o'clock, Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. Northeast New York has a Zoning Review Committee meeting also tonight. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting, that at 7 p.m. Sheffield has their Conservation Commission meeting at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5:30 in Millerton, New York. Their workshop meeting is at 6 p.m. tomorrow. In Kent, Planning and Zoning Special Meeting comes up at 6 p.m. tomorrow. In Sheffield, on the 28th, their Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. In Sharon, on the 28th, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30. In Dover, the Town Board has their regular meeting at the Dover Town Hall on the 28th. Coming up on the 31st, Hart Farm Preserve Trail Hike in Cornwall begins at 9:30. Sharon Playhouse on July 30th at 8 p.m. at their stage, which is right next to the Playhouse, presents Carter Calvert. More information, sharonplayhouse.org. On the 31st, the 13th Annual Meeting and Supper and Barbecue of the Copaic Ironworks happens at 35 U Route in Copaic, New York. Noted architect James Wongham is the guest speaker. He'll discuss efforts to revive local history, including the Eastgate Toll House in Hillsdale. Tickets are available at Eventbrite or by calling 518-329-3251. Also going on this weekend, the Sharon Playhouse Children's Theater on Saturday at 7, Sunday at 12, Frozen Junior, sharonplayhouse.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347. On the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 35,144.31. The NASDAQ at 14,840.71. And the S&P 500 at 4422.30. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.